first half 2017 results presentation. The call, as usual, will be hosted by Mr. Ricardo Curras and Mr. Armando Sánchez, Chief Executive Officer and Chief Corporate Officer of the company, respectively. They together will cover a set of slides before moving into the Q&A session. Before getting started, I would like to remember that this event will be recorded and it will be available for playback after the end. I also invite you to review the legal disclaimer of the document. Now I turn the call over to Ricardo. Ricardo, please, you have the floor.
Thank you, David. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to DIA's first half 2017 results presentation. We know you are very busy today, so we will be as short as possible in our answers. Let's start with page number five, in which we summarize the main highlights of the first half. Consolidated gross sales under banner have amounted to 5.1 billion euros, thus registering a  4.1% growth rate versus same period last year. As we will comment later in the presentation, gross sales were affected by a negative calendar effect and the store rationalization program that is being carried out in Spain. Focusing on like-for-like evolution, we have had another positive quarter with a  4.3% growth rate. Both Iberia and emerging markets improved same-store sales growth in Q2 versus Q1. Profitability-wise, adjusted EBITDA grew by 3.3%, reaching 278 million euros, with margins remaining broadly stable, completely in line with 2017 outlook. In terms of EBIT, the group has made a significant progress, registering a 4% growth figure that compares with the -9% registered last year. From a cash flow perspective, last 12 months cash from operations reached 257 million euros, figure that implies a circa 50 million euros additional cash generation versus full year 2016, in which cash from operations amounted to 207 million euros. Additionally, net debt decreased again at the end of the second quarter by more than 100 million euros versus same period last year. Now, let's move into the financial section. Armando, please.
Many thanks, Ricardo. Good morning, everyone. On page number seven, as Ricardo already mentioned, DIA has seen its gross sales grow 4.1% in the first half of the year to circa 5.1 billion euros. Like-for-like on one side and Forex on the other have positively contributed with respectively 4.3% and 2.3% growth rates, while space and calendar effects have contributed negatively by 1.8% and 0.7%. Our continued effort to reinforce the healthiness of our store network in Iberia has led to a space decrease. We expect this trend to start turning back in the second part of the year. Additionally, emerging markets will accelerate the space growth in coming quarters. Let's move on to page number eight. Net sales increased by 3.4%, reaching 4.3 billion euros in the first half of 2017. As Ricardo mentioned, group's EBIT has achieved a sound 4% growth in euros with a 3.1% increase in adjusted EBIT. Total non-recurring items amounted to 48 million euros, heavily affected by the significant 13 million euros non-cash write-offs linked to the store rationalization program in Spain. It's worth highlighting the decrease of 3.8% in non-recurring cash items registered in the second quarter of the year. Finally, underlying profit has also grown by 4.3% to 106 million euros. Let's now move on to page number nine, in which we will review the overall performance of the Iberian segment. First of all, on the left-hand side chart, you can see that Iberia has registered a solid 0.9% like-for-like ex-calendar growth in the first half of the year. On a quarterly basis, this has been the fifth quarter in a row, which means growth on growth rates. In fact, like-for-like have gone up by 1.2% in the second quarter, outperforming the 0.8% growth rate of the first quarter. Such positive figure was offset by the closure of underperforming stores and a negative calendar effect, which contributed negatively to sales by 3.1% and 0.8% respectively. Overall, gross sales under banner decreased by 3% to circa 3.2 billion euros. Adjusted EBITDA and adjusted EBIT margins improved respectively by 12 and 19 basis points on the back of our continuous focus on efficiency and the reinforced sourcing benefits with Eroski and Intermarché. On page number 10, we take a look at the performance of the emerging market segment. Emerging operations continue to increase a double-digit like-for-like growth rate, 10.4% in the first half of the year, despite the relevant drop in food inflation registered in both Argentina and Brazil. Regarding space, forex and calendar effect, new store drove up gross sales by 2%. Both currency movements and calendar effect helped sales by circa 6.7% on the back of a significant appreciation of the Brazilian real. Overall, emerging markets now represent circa 37% of total group sales under banner. Adjusted EBITDA and adjusted EBIT were also up by 37% and 28% in euros, which shows the significant increased operational leverage of the business. In margin terms, adjusted EBITDA continued with its positive trend towards the standard of our Iberian business, having improved by more than 40 basis points in the first half versus the same period last year. Moving to profitability metrics on slide number 10, the company's adjusted EBITDA margins have continued to improve during the first half of 2017 compared to the same period last year. Adjusted EBITDA margins in Iberia have increased by 20 basis points, reaching 8.3% of net sales, whereas in Latin America, adjusted EBITDA margins have improved by 40 basis points to 3.4% of our net sales. The increased weight of emerging market business in the group's total adjusted EBITDA, which has lower margins than Iberia, translate into a stable adjusted EBITDA margin of 6.5% of net sales at group level. Adjusted EBIT margins have shown a very similar trend during the first half of 2017. In Iberia, the margin stands at 5.2% of net sales versus 5% in the same period of 2016, and at 1.5% of our net sales in emerging market versus 1.4% 12 months earlier. At group level, the adjusted EBIT margin remains at 3.8%, in line with the first 6 months of 2016. Moving to slide number 12, you can see that our net debt position as of June 2017 stood at 1,020 million euros, which implies a 1.6 net debt to EBITDA over the last 12 months. Compared to the same period in 2016, this represents a 104 million euros reduction. During the first half of the year, DIA has amended its credit facilities with a group of banks, which, together with the issuance of a 6-year Eurobond, have yielded into an extension of the average debt maturity from 2.2 to 3.5 years. Finally, on July 18th, we paid almost 129 million euros of ordinary dividend to our shareholders. On slide number 13, and before moving on to the next section, we would like to briefly summarize the group's cash generation during the last 12 months. With an adjusted EBITDA of 637 million euros, non-recurring cash items of 70 million euros, and CapEx of 310 million euros, we have generated 257 million euros of cash from operations, which places us in a good position to achieve our midterm target of 750 million euros for the 2016-2018 period. Negative trade working capital of 743 million euros implies an improvement of 47 million euros versus the first half of 2016. All in all, we arrived to a free cash flow of 281 million euros in the period. I now hand over the call to Ricardo, who will cover the final section of the presentation.
Thank you, Armando. Let's move now to section 3 to briefly comment on the group's operating highlights and expected outlook in the coming months. In Iberia, the market format is gaining momentum with encouraging results in the 162 stores remodeled during the first half of 2017, of which more than half are franchise stores. We have also upgraded 29 La Plaza de Dia stores during these 6 months with outstanding results. 100 La Plaza de Dia stores are expected to be remodeled during 2017. With regard to the weight of sales channeled through our e-commerce platform, we would like to highlight that the exponential growing trend continues, with online sales being 3 times higher than the figures achieved in the first half of 2016. In Portugal, we are glad to confirm the turnaround of our business with positive growth rates both in sales and operating profit in the first half of the year. In Argentina, we have successfully implemented a wide range of promotional activities and launched new relevant private label categories with excellent results. These initiatives have positively contributed to our sales performance in the country, where we keep gaining market share. Finally, in Brazil, we have achieved positive like-for-like and continue gaining market share on a quarterly basis, despite the adverse macroeconomic environment and challenging competitive landscape. Moreover, we have accelerated the remodeling plan of the Diamaxi stores, and our loyalty program is now available in all franchise stores in the country. Let me now reiterate our commitment to innovation on the digital world. As anticipated in the Capital Markets Day, we have recently launched Nexus by DIA, a startup partnership program by which DIA aims to collaborate with leading startups to power innovation in retail and improve the customer experience. For this, selected startups will have access to DIA's customer base, network, and senior management team to test and develop the propositions and solutions. Moving to slide 17, we finalize the presentation with our priorities and outlook for 2017. We will continue focusing on the like-for-like performance in Iberia through an active management of our store base. Space contraction in Spain will slow down on the second half of 2017, and our remodeling plans will accelerate in the third quarter. We will continue reinvesting savings from our purchasing platforms in customers through better pricing and improved service. In LATAM, the low inflation environment is expected to continue in the next months. After completing the first half of the year, DIA is on track to meet all the targets set for 2017. Now I will give back the floor to the operator to start the Q&A session.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question today, please press star 1. We ask that you limit yourself to 2 questions. Again, please press star 1. And we'll take our first question from Felipe Rosa from Haitong Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, everyone. So, my first one would be on the outlook for space growth contribution for the full year in Iberia. I believe that the impact in the first half has been higher than you initially expected. Could you update us on the full year impact of this space growth? And could you confirm that net sales this year are very likely to drop in Iberia due to this negative space growth contribution? My second question relates to the restructuring charges. They have been above initial expectations. Could you also update us on the guidance for the full year and try also to understand what would be a level that could be recurrent for the following years, 2018 and 2019? Thank you very much.
Good morning, Felipe. This is Armando. Thank you for your questions. Well, I think on both questions you suggest that we have provided an outlook on space growth and that and restructuring charges that are clearly above. And to my knowledge, we have definitely not guided publicly on any of those two items. We definitely see restructuring charges going down overall in the year, and they have started to go down on a cash basis in the second quarter of the year. And we have also seen an increase in the second quarter, and the first half has mainly to do with the write-offs of certain of assets related to the store closures in Spain. So definitely those will fade in the second half of the year, and that's what we expect to happen. Regarding a space contraction and the contribution to sales reduction in Spain, I think they are definitely very much in line to what we could have expected. And it is true that the second quarter and the first half of the year has a marked negative calendar effect versus last year, and that's probably something you are not taking into account when you make that assessment. We definitely, as we talked over the call, expect the contribution of space to sales to be less negative in the second half of the year, and especially as we move into the year in the fourth quarter of the year, and that's something we definitely had expected and are still guiding for. So to us, again, that looks much more in line to what we were seeing at the beginning of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next question today comes from Sridhar Mahamkali from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Just to follow up on space and a couple of other questions on margin, are you able to give us a range in terms of where the outcome might be for Q3, Q4, or perhaps the full year in terms of space reduction? Clearly it was a bit higher in Q2, and I think you did point that out. Then just in terms of margins, Iberian Q2 margin perhaps a bit below where we all thought it might be. That's despite you've accelerated the store closures, which are presumably less profitable and should also be helping profitability overall. Is there anything else going on, perhaps in terms of market price competition? One of your competitors talked about it. If you could expand a little bit on IBM and margin progression, that'll be helpful. And finally, EM, on the other hand, is significantly stronger than certainly what I had thought. Is this level of margin sustainable? Are there any one-offs? I mean, you pointed three or four key things there. They all seem to be pretty much structural other than lower volume of openings. How should we think about EM margins, please?
Thank you for your questions. I'm Ricardo. I will answer your questions, the three questions. Space reduction as in Spain, because we have done some closures of stores at the end of 2016 and the first quarter of 2017 will ease in the second part of the year, as we say. And if you look at the progress of the number of stores in Iberia in the third quarter of 2016 and the fourth quarter of 2017, you will see, and you compare with the actual situation, as we are not going to close any more stores in the second part of the year, and we expect to accelerate our openings in the second part of the year. Probably at the end of the year, we will have at least the same space, the same surface of selling area than the previous year, or probably higher, as I say, at the end of 2017. Speaking about margins, You say that margins in Iberia look lower. Well, they have increased in the first half of the year, but take into account that in the second quarter, there was a very negative calendar effect, especially in Spain, due to the Easter change of dates, and that affected, of course, our P&L, because it was, as I said, a very strong negative calendar effect in Q2. Despite of that, we have been able to improve our margins in the first 6 months. So in terms of price competition, what we are seeing in the market now is, of course, always a very tough market, as it is always in Europe and also in Spain or Portugal, but no more competitive than it was in the previous quarters. Speaking about emerging markets, yes, as you say, we have had a stronger margins in this period, in this second quarter, in the first half of the year. We expect to have, for the full year, good margins in emerging market. I will not tell you now if they will be 40, 30, or 20 basis points higher at the end of the year, but we expect, as you say, good margins in emerging markets for the full year.
Thank you. Our next question today comes from Maxime Mallet from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my question. I had three, actually. The first one would be with regard to the net debts and whether you expect that you will reduce your net debts at the end of the year. The second one is with regard to the sales growth. I was wondering whether you're confident in maintaining this level of like-for-like, notably in Iberia, and if you think you still can achieve this level of growth in Iberia on like-for-like in the second part of the year. And the last one is just, I'm sorry, I've missed your answer with regard to the non-recurring and how you see the non-recurring evolving for the remainder of the year. So if you could just repeat this bit, please.
Thank you for your questions. I will answer you the second question about like-for-like sustainability of our like-for-like in Iberia, and I will leave Armando to answer the first and third question about net debt and non-recurring for second part of the year. So we have had a good first half of the year in terms of like-for-like in Iberia, both in Spain and in Portugal. We are very glad because it's in the second quarter, we compared to a quite strong like-for-like in the second quarter of 2016. So it's growth in growth when you look at Iberia. And we expect to continue with this level of like-for-like in the second part of the year, as all our gains with our purchasing platforms are being invested in prices, and we continue upgrading our stores, because you know that we have now upgraded or remodeled almost 240 stores in Spain in the first half of the year, but we will upgrade another 250 between July, August, and beginning of September, till 500 or more stores at the end of September. And as the results of these remodeling plans are very good, we expect that this will also add to the sustainability of our like-for-like in Iberia. Of course, I wouldn't say that our competitors are not going to push the market too, because they are also investing. Some of them are also investing and being aggressive, but our plans are robust enough to, I think, to guarantee that we will have a sustainable like-for-like for the rest of the year in Iberia.
Hello, thanks for your question. This is Amando. I'll be answering your questions number one and three. Well, you know well we have not provided a formal guidance on net debt, so I will just base my comments on what we have achieved so far. And what we have achieved so far is a reduction of 104 million euros versus last year. I think that's definitely a good trend. It is true that CapEx has been lower in the first half of the year, so there will probably be some acceleration of CapEx in the second half of the year, although probably still in line with a reduction overall within the year. As you know, working capital is a bit more difficult to predict, and we have seen, I think, a good performance on a relative basis this year. It is true that the improvement that we saw in the second half of 2016 is definitely not going to be, we're not going to be able to replicate such an improvement versus last year, and that will probably leave us in a figure which is closer to what we had in 2016. But again, we have, as you know well, decided not to provide any formal guidance on the evolution of net debt, and we think that the main element that judges our operating performance on a cash basis is that cash from operation that we define as adjusted EBITDA less non-recurring expenses less CapEx, which has improved markedly in the first half of the year, and we think that it should continue to go up to meet that 750 million euro target for the 2016-2018 period. In the same line on your question on non-recurring, we did say at the beginning of the year that we expect those items to go down in the during the year, and we have already seen, especially non-recurring cash items, going down in the second quarter of the year. We have had a write-down of assets related to the store closures in Spain, which, as Ricardo explained before, should not happen in the second half of the year. And there will be probably a reduction as well in some lines of the cash items, as all the redundancies linked to the store closure program. So I think that is it for those two aspects of your question.
Thanks a lot. And if I may, I just forgot one, which was with regard to Brazilian like-for-like. You mentioned that it has improved in Q2. Has it gone back to positive?
Yes, it has been positive in the second quarter of 2017. We have improved volumes growth in the second quarter because our like-for-like in this case was, I would say, even better, taking into account that the inflation was much lower in the second quarter than in the first quarter of the year. At the end of June, the level of inflation in Brazil was very close to zero, which means that we have now an extraordinary low inflation in the country.
Thank you.
Our next question today comes from Edouard Aubin from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Actually, just to follow up on Brazil, Ricardo, if we look at the first half overall, I think your like-for-like in volume terms must have been basically flattish, I guess. And I know the macro situation is obviously very difficult in Brazil, but as a discounter, you should do relatively well. Again, if we step back, how do you explain the fact that you were not in a position to grow volumes, where I think Atacadão or Açaí grew volumes on a like-for-like basis in the first half? And my second question relates to the profitability of Iberia. Was the margin a touch, or the EBIT contribution, a touch below your initial expectations, yes or no, in Iberia in Q2? And if that's the case, what explained the small miss versus your initial expectations?
Thank you, Edward, for your questions. I will answer both of them. In Brazil, as you say, like-for-like volume was flattish in the second quarter, which is, from my point of view, a very good result because, as you know, the country has now big problems in growth in food retail. What we see, we have seen in the last 12 months, is that volumes are going down 4% per month, which means that if we are doing flattish volumes, we are doing like-for-like flattish volumes because the 4% decrease is taking into account all the new openings in the country. So that means, from our point of view, that we are doing very well, and we are doing very well is something that we can also compare with see with the market share gains that we are having in Brazil in the first and second quarter. It's true that when you compare our like-for-likes with Atacarellos, some Atacarellos, specifically those of our main competitors in Brazil, this part of the business is doing better like-for-likes than ours, but only this part of the business. And as you know, this is not only a comparable business to ours, because it is a mix of wholesale and retail, so it's not exactly the same type of business. Said that, we think that we are doing a good job in time. You know that our growth this year in a very, very tough market compares to a very, very high like-for-like growth last year, so it's again growth on growth, on very high growth, and I think our discount proposition is being very accepted by the Brazilian population in a very difficult situation, as once again we see with our like-for-like gains in the market. The second question is about Iberia and lower expected margins in Q2. No, our margins, we didn't expect higher margins in Q2. As I said before, when you look at our Q2 margins, they have been comparable, stable compared to the previous to the same quarter of 2016, and in a situation in which we had 2% negative calendar effect in Spain, which is our main contributor to margin, and when to EBITDA margin, when you have a very negative calendar effect in a quarter, normally you cannot obtain a fantastic margin improvement because that affects your sales immediately.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. And our next question comes from Jose Rito from BPI. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good morning. First question on cash flow evolution. What has been the impact on net debt due to the deconsolidation of China, if any? Second question, follow-up. When do you expect positive sales figures in Iberia, namely if like-for-like will offset selling area already in Q3? What is your view on this? And finally, on China, any update on this sale process, please?
Regarding the cash flow evolution and the impact of the consolidation of China, it has not been significant in the evolution of net debt. It didn't have a significant impact. There was a net debt in China, but it has been covered by a capital increase. So now the contribution of China is definitely very low to the net debt. Also, in your question on the process of strategic options for the business, we are, and that process has started relatively recently, and I think it's too early, and obviously we cannot comment on any of the steps we have taken so far.
Speaking about sales increase in Iberia and like-for-like for Q3, I will start with the first question, which is when we expect positive sales in Iberia. As I said before, we will have at the end of this year, in November, December, probably in December is very clear. Normally, space contraction will have disappeared in Spain, because we started the closure of our stores at this time, and therefore we can expect at this time at least to have some positive or neutral space effect. And therefore, as we expect positive like-for-like in Iberia throughout the two quarters of 2017, at the end of 2017, we should be having positive sales growth, as I say. Like-for-like in Q3 in Iberia, we expect it. It's very difficult to say today because we are still in the first month of Q3, we have not finished even the first month. But we expect a positive like-for-like in Iberia in Q3, taking into account, as I said before, that we are investing in our service and price. With the gains we obtain with our synergies and our buying platforms, and also taking into account that we continue remodeling stores with good results, and that will add to this like-for-like growth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. We have no further questions at this time. I'll hand back to you for any closing remarks. Thank you.
Well, we are now start the Q&A session of questions that have been addressed by email. We start with a question that came from many different analysts, Andrew, Tim Attenborough at Banco Santander, Adriana Benenti and the analysts, and Xavier Lemeng at Bank of America. It's about the remodelings of La Plaza, the effect of like-for-likes of these remodelings, and also the remodelings taking place in the market and the Maxi in Spain. What we can expect in the following quarters, and what's the effect we can expect from these remodelings, and also if we can quantify any particular metric about it.
Thank you for the different questions we had on this topic. I will give you some numbers about Spain, because it's where we are doing the biggest remodeling plan, especially in these busy months. As we said in the release, June was very busy with more than 120 remodelings and upgrades, but July is as busy as June, so at the end of July we will have more than 360 remodelings finished in Spain, of which 119 will affect Maxi stores, 184 Market stores, and 58 La Plaza. So today, I think we are in the condition to say quarter are being the results with, I would say, a very good number of stores already remodeled, because the total plan, as you know, is 500 stores. And what we see is that market stores are growing around 10% when they are remodeled, which is very good news because it affects mainly our franchise, because bigger part of the remodelings is affecting our franchise stores. Maxi stores continue to do well, and we are having between 10% and 15% increase in sales when we remodel the stores, and the same happens when we upgrade La Plaza de Día to the new model, and we obtain again results which are very close to 15% increase in sales in these stores remodeled. The only negative I have to put here is, as you know, that unfortunately we have to close the store for some days, the shortest period possible, but always we have 10, 12 days of difficulties in sales, or because the stores are closed, or because they are being closed. But from then on, the results are really encouraging and are absolutely in line with our expectations for these remodelings.
Another question comes from Andrew Wing at BNP Exane. We saw again higher trade payables. What's driving this?
Andrew, thank you for your questions. I think that the growth in general of all the lines of trade working capital are very much in line with the evolution of the business. So there's been a growth in inventories, payables and other receivables, which is pretty much in line with the evolution of the business. As you know, there's also been an increase in the figure of factoring on supplier receivables that we have done versus first half of the year. And that all has always an influence in the figure of payables and receivables from suppliers that you should take it into account. And if you do that math, it's pretty much that balance is pretty much stable and very much in line with the growth of sales.
And the last ones that are pending to be covered in today's session comes from Iñigo Egusquiza at Kepler Cheuvreux. First of all, is about EBITDA margin in emerging markets. The 78 basis points in rise, is this sustainable for the future?
Thank you, Iñigo, for your questions. We certainly see the performance of the first half of the year as very positive, and we think that improvement can be sustained in the future. We have improved margins every other year since we went public in our emerging market segment, and I think that trend is going to continue. Whether you can extrapolate a specific quarter, an improvement in a quarter on a long-term basis and keep that improvement exponentially, probably the answer is no. But the trend in improvement, and again, probably more on a whole year basis than on a purely quarterly basis, I think the outlook in general continues to be positive.
And a second one from Iñigo as well is about consensus. How do you see consensus adjusted EBITDA of 635 to 640 million euros for 2017? It seems conservative after H1 numbers publication.
Well, Iñigo, as you read on our release today and at the beginning of the year, we guided for mid-single-digit growth and stable margins, and that's still where we are. I think that the second half of the year also was very strong for us, and especially the fourth quarter of the year. That figure is pretty much in line. That range 635 to 640 is what probably follows that growth in sales and that EBITDA margin stability. And we have reiterated those targets and not called for a much more aggressive target. So I think that I should refer to our original and reaffirm mid-single-digit growth in revenues and stability in margins as for the full year as our guidance today.
Well, with this question, we end today's conference call. Thank you very much for your time. We are well aware how busy today's agenda is. We remind you the next quarterly release, Q3 2017, is due for Thursday, 26th of October. In the meantime, we all in India wish you a pleasant summertime. Thank you very much and have a good day.